Right, let's focus our attention now on that Zondo Commission of Inquiry. Ntakwana Ngatane has been watching that for us. Ntakwana, some detours through the world of fashion and Fabiani, but presumably there was serious stuff as well. What was put to Malusi Gigaba that perhaps he found tricky to answer? Good afternoon.
Well, John, just a short while ago, Malusi Gigaba has been discussing. Remember how every time he's appeared before the commission, he says that he distanced himself from the Guptas out of his own volition because he felt that they were name-dropping and doing things that I suppose were not acceptable to him. Now, his estranged wife, Namam Goma, had told us that the reason he did that is because they were interfering with his work while initially he had accepted that they were his advisors, which he denied. But now today he's asked a pointed question. There is a CEO of South African Airways who is called by his special advisor, Siyabonga Mashangu, to go and meet the Guptas. In that meeting, Siyabonga Mashangu is there, and Nisi Lekwana, the CEO of SAA at the time, is offered 100,000 first, and then 500,000 when he refuses the first 100,000, and eventually he doesn't take the money. One, does his advisor then go and tell the minister, because he should be shocked that that happened, that here I was, I've organized this meeting and the Guptas offered the CEO money. He does not, and he never finds out. Also, he was not even aware that the CEO was offered money. But and yet he continues to say that he decided to distance himself from the Guptas, one of them, a very good friend of his, AJ. He decided to distance himself only because they were name-dropping. Should we believe it?
Yeah, I happened to watch some of that exchange in Tukwana, and I thought there was a really interesting moment where Malusi Gigaba was being asked about this, and he said if this had been an official visit, an official meeting, it should have happened at the headquarters of South African Airways. And I thought that was a really interesting moment, given the conversations you and I have had as to why so many people were willing to go to the Saxon World House when, if this was meant to be business people wanting to do business either with government or parastatals, they ought to be going to government. What was that pursued? Because I saw that and then got busy with other things.
Yeah, John, I mean, you have to remember that SAA and the CEO of SAA was not the only person that Siyabonga Mashangu interacted with. When Transnet decided that it was going to pay Siyabonga Gama legal fees, even though he had lost in court, and even though the court had said that he should pay legal fees to Transnet, and yet the board of Transnet decided not only to pay him, but also to reinstate him, and even back pay him. That decision was made because Siyabonga Mashangu, the advisor of the minister, had been involved and had gone as far as speaking to the chair of the board and the head of legal at Transnet. And that head of legal is the one who said, no, I'm not going to pay this money. And eventually, the board decided to make that decision. But Malusi Gigaba knows nothing about it. And yet, here is someone who he personally hired. Because remember, a special advisor is a special hire of the minister.
Yes, yes.
So this is someone that he had hired who does all of these things and arranges all of these things. And he sits at the commission and he knows nothing about it.
Thank you very much, Ntakwana Ngatane. Interesting days at the Zondo Commission, of course, up in the air. Still a decision about whether the terms, and not the terms, but the time of the commission will be extended to the end of September. Six witnesses, plus President Cyril Ramaphosa, according to Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, still to be called. No names given of who those six people are, but something we'll keep looking out for. Very interesting indeed.